Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
What's going on, folks? I appreciate you tuning in. This is Teron Davenport, and you are listening to the Locked On Eagles podcast. We are here at the NovaCare Center. Wanted to go for two today. We're going to give you a double trouble. This is the second of two podcasts for today, Wednesday, and I am here at the NovaCare Center just wrapping up the day, getting ready to go in for these Ravens press conferences, talking to John Harbaugh, as well as Joe Flacco. So that's going to be an experience. Be sure to tune into the Locked On Eagles podcast tomorrow for some of those results, as well as the eagleswire.usatoday.com, where you'll see some of the work that we do every day covering this Philadelphia Eagles. The guys are starting to filter out now from special teams meetings. And before meetings, I got to talk to former Ravens safety and current Eagles defensive back Terrence Brooks. Definitely had to talk to him because, obviously, you guys know I used to cover the Ravens 2 years with the Baltimore Times, still connected to the organization and keep track of what they have going on there. So it was a good week, you know. We're going to mix in some Ravens coverage and Eagles coverage as well. Obviously, you know my focus. You know where it is. It's on the Eagles, but you can definitely get some Ravens content this week with some of the guys that we'll be talking to. But nevertheless, I talked to Terrence Brooks, and I wanted to get his take, you know, get his mindset, find out what's cooking between his ears as far as how he's approaching this week. Watched him in practice today, just in the individual drills, and he's making his mark with the Eagles. He's somebody that, you know, has become one of their special team standouts. He had an awesome block last week. He obliterated one of the Redskins on Darren Sproles' punt return. The return was called back, but, man, he took out two guys, and it was an awesome hit. And that's the mindset, the mentality, you know, that you have to have. There's a lot of teams that want you to prove yourself on special teams before you move over into the defense. And obviously the safeties, there's a numbers game for the Eagles, you know, with guys like Malcolm Jenkins, McCloud, and Jalen Watkins on the roster. But I think Brooks could see himself in the game on defense at some point soon. Jim Schwartz talked about it a little bit when he just explained, you know, how they have trust in Terrence Brooks. They love his versatility, which is something that the Ravens really liked when he was coming out of Florida State. I mean, obviously, it didn't work out there. There were injuries and numbers game that kind of, you know, messed things up for Brooks and caused him to be released, and the Eagles swooped him up. But here, they trust him at the safety position. They know that he's capable of dropping down in the box and covering the slot, and they even trust him to line up outside that corner if they're called upon to do that. Those are the words from Jim Schwartz. So, man, what more can you say about Terrence Brooks? The guy is, you know, at a good place. So we're definitely going to bring you that interview, and I do like his words about Joe Flacco and Carson Wentz. I was impressed. You know, I mean, he looked me right in the eye and said what you'll hear him saying about Carson Wentz, and I just put it to you this way. He's impressed with the rookie, and there is no doubt whatsoever that Wentz is a leader on this team. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into this Terrence Brooks interview. Here it is. Check it out.
So just coming into this week, obviously, it's you know, every game is meaningful, but I know this one is going to count a little bit differently. What's the mindset coming into the week?
Really, I mean, I definitely know the significance of it. It's definitely a game that's going to be a little emotional for me, but I mean, that I don't want to have that take me out of my game. Really just try to prepare like it's a regular week. Just go out there and try to make a bunch of plays. That's really it.
As far as the transition from Baltimore to Philadelphia, I mean, both cities are like rabid as far as the fans are concerned. Do you see similarities in the two organizations? Because I know Baltimore is—they're at a point where this organization is trying to get as far as being consistent contenders and just building through the draft.
Yeah.
Do you see similarities there?
Oh, definitely. I mean, they both sides take a lot of pride in football, and they both respect the game a lot, which is why I love being on both teams. I was blessed to be with Baltimore, who's a big defensive place. I mean, it's—I had a great time there, just learning a lot about the game in the NFL, but. I mean, here it's pretty much the same type of traits, too. They care a lot about their football. They definitely expect the best out of you. And, I mean, same goes for the fans, too. They both got tough fans, as I can see. But for the most part, I mean, they just hold us to a high standard. So, I mean, I don't mind that at all. If they want the best out of us, that's good.
Now, looking at this week, one of the things that Jim Schwartz yesterday, he kind of touched on your versatility. I remember watching at Florida State. You played multiple positions, but he said that they're – you know, with Jalen's situation, Jalen Watkins, there could be an opportunity for you to contribute defensively. Is that something that you're anticipating? Or what's your perspective as far as how you stand from that side of things?
They always tell me to stay ready, and that's what I do. I try to prepare like I'm a starter. Whenever my name is called, that's when I go and take my opportunity and make the most of it. But, I mean, I had a few setbacks in my career so far since coming in my rookie year that really pushed me back. But as of playing-wise, I know I can still play. I know I can still do the things I was doing when I was drafted. So, I mean, it really all just comes down to opportunity now. That's what I got to wait on now. And I understand my situation here being that I didn't come to training camp with these guys. I just pretty much just came here just fresh face. So, for the most part, I just got to really wait my turn. God forbid, I mean, you don't want anybody hurt. But if that does happen, that's when I got to step up and make sure I get a job done.
You mentioned setbacks. I remember the injury, your rookie. Was that the Cincinnati game, was it?
Jaguars.
Jaguars. Just working through that. I mean, what's the mindset? How were you able to push through that, come back, and still have somewhat of an influence, you know, with the team when you came back?
I mean, it was definitely hard. I played a lot my rookie year and definitely learned a lot. And then the injury came, and I've always been having the right habits to just work hard and make sure I have great work ethic. So working through that injury wasn't that hard. I was back running in probably like 5 months from that injury. So it's pretty significant. But the constant work ethic and staying the whole offseason there and just making sure that my body gets back in tip-top shape, it was definitely rough. But, I mean, it was something that I was determined to make happen. It kind of upset me just because, I mean, I felt like I was really getting a grasp of the game and I mean, that's life. I mean, that's how things go. So I just really got to just really take everything how it comes. And when my name is called, I just got to go do the most.
Now, being as though you played in Baltimore, you played here, you have a unique perspective. Mm-hmm. Doug Peterson today, he said he sees similarities between Carson Wentz and Joe Flacco. Mm-hmm. I know you're focused on your own thing, but have you – in your time here, seeing any similarities yourself between the two quarterbacks?
I mean, you can compare all quarterbacks with similar traits, but I mean, I feel like they both have their own thing and the way they play the game. Honestly, I love Carson Wentz, man. The guy can really play. He's a determined guy. He just has a knack for the game, so that's what I love about him. And I know he's going to be a great player in this league. And obviously, with Joe, he's a vet. He's done this plenty of times, Super Bowl MVP and everything like that. But I mean, I'm just looking forward to seeing them both compete, but they both got special qualities. It's good to see how both of them as my quarterback for the team.
Last question. Any particular guys on the team that you're looking forward to reuniting with? I know T-Sizzle is something else. But
I texted them boys. I texted Anthony Levine earlier this week.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, it's all love, but you know, between the lines on Sunday, man, you already know what time it is. And he was like, man, we looking forward to it. So those guys, I mean, I'm still great friends with them. They all hated to see me go. They wish I would have stayed there. But, it is what it is. It's the new opportunity here in Philly. I'm looking to get back on that defensive side of the ball and bring a more physical presence to the secondary. And my name is Carl. It's going to be good, but I can't wait.
So that was Terrence Brooks. I like his energy, man. You know, anytime you have a chance to go back and play your former team, you always turn it up just another notch. It's just a natural thing. I mean, man, I tell you, I'm not even playing in the game, and I'm extra excited this week. So I'm sure that T. Brooks is ready to go, and he's pumped about this opportunity. So we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. If he has to come in and play defense, like he said, he's anxious to get back on the defensive side of things. But in the meantime, he's doing what he can to contribute. And that's all you could expect from a professional. And that's what T. Brooks is. He's a pro, and he's someone that, you know, excelled at college at Florida State, you know, part of the number one pass defense when he was there. And they're just figuring out a way to make things happen here in Philadelphia. And he's finding a way to contribute. And I mean, you can't really ask for more from him. So we'll see how this thing plays out. Definitely at this point, what these guys want to do, they want to get the best film possible, you know, their best effort on film, and show themselves playing with energy and get that momentum, you know, get something positive building into next year. And that's really what these guys are playing for. You know, I talked to Fletcher Cox, and that's what he talked about, just ending on a good note and finishing what they started. And one way they could do that is by going out and getting a win in Baltimore. And then obviously you have your divisional games, the Giants and Cowboys after that. So we'll see how the season plays out. That's your show. It's a bonus edition. Like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in. You know where to find the best content as far as Eagles are concerned. That's the Locked On Eagles podcast right here on iTunes, Audio Boom. Continue to subscribe. Continue to listen. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL, TheEaglesWire.USAToday.com. And hey, if you're free Friday night, you could check me out on CSN Sportsnet Central. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.